Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
On Fridays at around 7, we like to do a little thing called problem solving. Is that what it's called? Bad advice.
We help you.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we feel good about ourselves for having done something worthwhile.
We pat ourselves on the back all weekend long.
Once in our cotton-picking lives, we've done something worthwhile.
Can't figure out our own stuff, but your stuff, not a problem.
Yeah, right. We got that. Mm-hmm. It is true. Everybody's a mess. We just can't fix ourselves.
Well, it's harder to fix yourself.
Yeah. So it's nice when you've got radio friends. We're very impartial, or we try to be, and you get to tell just yours out of the story, which is nice.
Have you ever been to a counselor or a shrink for any reason whatsoever?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
How old were you when this was happening? Mom throw you in?
Yes. When I was a kid, when my parents got divorced.
They had you see someone.
Yes. And then also the school. Then the school psychologist wouldn't leave me alone for like 5 years. You know, you'd get back from lunch and you'd have that weird note on your desk and
come see me.
And I think her name was Mrs. Schmidt or Dr. Schmidt. And her room was overly decorated and she had so much fun stuff in there. But we never got to play with it whenever I was in there.
She made it not fun. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, we're not like her at all. You can touch all the stuff in here. No problem. I have two that I'm going to do today.
Okay.
And they are, I'm just going to read them to you. And you tell me what they are.
All right.
This one is just weird, I think. It's such a strange situation.
Bad advice, everyone.
Hi, bad advice team. That's us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you have a little problem or a big problem or humongous problem, whatever kind of problem you have, you can email us, badadvice973@gmail.com. That's a good place to send us any kind of email. Hi, bad advice team. As a single mom, I finally found a financial plan that worked shockingly well. Unfortunately, it involved being a sugar baby and is now wildly inconvenient since I'm back with my boyfriend.
Oh.
Here's the backstory. My boyfriend and I were together for 7 years, and she's a single mom, so I don't know if it's the boyfriend's kid or a kid that she had from before. She doesn't really specify this. So my boyfriend and I were together for 7 years and we took a 6-month break this past year. During that time, I found myself in the world of being a sugar baby. Now, I don't know how you get into the world of being a sugar baby, but this is surprisingly not what I thought it was. I met mostly older, wealthy men through a sugar baby website.
Mm-hmm.
We'd meet for lunch, dinner, or date nights like Topgolf and concerts. Everything was always in public. I never slept with any of them.
Mm.
Right?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Never even kissed them.
What?
It was strictly companionship and conversation. To me, that ain't a sugar baby. That's just a rent-a-friend.
Well, she knows better than we would because she actually did it. So maybe there is an audience out there that would want someone to hang with and feels like, I want to go out, but I'm alone and don't have any access to, you know, a pretty lady. So maybe there is that out there and maybe their things don't work anymore. And they're like, I'm not pursuing that. I just want to go out and live, have a life.
Yep.
I can see it. I told you about a friend of mine that was dating a lady.
Yes.
And while dating her, there was a point a couple weeks
in, they
were hitting it off. They were doing stuff. They were, he thought, on their way as far as relationships go. And then she said, I have to tell you that I like you, but I don't do this for that reason. And I have to stop myself here and tell you that if you want to continue, you need to look me up so you understand who I am and what I do. And she is that. She will be your girlfriend and not ask anything of you other than your check cashes on time. Every single month.
Here's how much I need to cover my nut.
This is, and I think there are plenty of guys out there who would say to themselves, it's a good deal.
Hmm.
I have one, and I don't know if she lies.
And she was putting out, right? I mean, there was sex.
I don't know if she has multiple partners who are funding her lifestyle, but this person was saying to my friend, I will do anything you want, and I will ask nothing of you all of the honeydews. There's no honeydew list. Mm-mm. I'm not asking you for that.
I'm the perfect girlfriend.
You pay me, and then I do anything you want.
So is that like just a long-term hooker?
I think it's an arrangement. Mm. Yeah.
An exclusive hooker situation?
I think it's two grown people coming to a conclusion that works for both of them.
Mm. Mm. And she's not going to move in with them, right?
No. No, no, not at
just
all.
Just like, no, I'm going to pay my rent and feed my kids and pay my bills.
Whatever's going on, he doesn't have to be involved.
I actually don't think there's anything wrong with that. And the fact is, she was up front with him. They dated for a little while.
Not really, but...
I suppose.
She pulled the plug at a point where he'd had a taste.
Right.
Mm. How did they meet? On an app?
I don't know how they met, but they were dating, legitimately dating, without him knowing she was a sugar mama or... Mm.
Baby.
Whatever.
Well, this is a sugar baby. I don't know what defines... Can we look up like what the difference is between like a sugar baby, a sugar mama? Is it a certain age and you're considered a sugar baby?
I've never heard of a sugar mama.
Or is it just that there's sugar daddies?
It's typically a younger person who receives financial support, gifts, mentorship, and other benefits from an older, wealthier person. A sugar daddy.
So
or sugar mama.
So yeah. A sugar mama would be... A male sugar baby.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Depending on orientation.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly
could be.
That's
true, absolutely.
So go back to the story now that we have some sort of understanding of what the possibilities are.
So her boyfriend and she were together for 7 years. They break up. And for those 6 months, she went on this website where she became a sugar baby.
Entertained
so it was known,
for money.
Yes, but she was saying, because my thought was, if someone... getting you on a sugar baby site, the expectation is that you're a sex worker. That would be my expectation.
Of course. I have mine too.
She said, I never slept with any of them, never kissed them. It was strictly companionship and conversation. Some men were one and done. Mm. I need a date for this thing.
Right. They're in town. They're a businessman. They
right.
need a hot girl.
But
for
a few
function.
Became weekly clients. I charged $500 a meeting, sometimes had two in a day. Depending on my normal work schedule. Still working a regular job.
Wow.
As a single mom, this was an absolute game changer. I paid off debt. I started saving money. And for the first time in a long time, felt financially ahead instead of barely keeping my head above water.
Hell yeah.
Bonus surprise. The conversations were actually great. These men were interesting, successful, full of unsolicited life advice. It was fun, confidence boosting, and very well paid.
Okay,
now the boyfriend's back.
And by the way, I think she would have called him her kid's dad if he was.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
guess
that
the kid's over 7 years old.
Would be, yeah.
Right. Fast forward. My boyfriend and I are now back together. He has no idea that I was a sugar baby. I think you should stop using the term sugar baby.
Well.
I think you should say I was a paid companion. A companion.
Let's hear what she's asking us, because I don't think you should say anything. So far, this is...
The problem is she wants to do it. She wants to keep doing it.
Well then, okay, keep going.
Okay. Their boyfriend is back. He has no idea I was a sugar baby during our break, and I don't feel like that's information he needs. I'm not doing it anymore now that we're back together, but honestly, I miss it. Mm. I miss the conversations. I miss meeting new people, and I really miss the money. Here's my dilemma. I want to get back into it. I want to get back into the sugar baby world because financially it made such a huge difference. But I don't want to sneak around or lie to my boyfriend. Mm. Do I bring it up and risk blowing up the relationship, or do I close this chapter of my life? So, bad advice, team. What do I do? Vinny first.
Here's what I'll say. And I hate the idea that I would be so untrusting. So I'm talking about myself now.
Okay.
I would have, as someone who's really into you, loves you maybe even, I would have an incredibly hard time believing that you're not doing these guys. Now, I get it. You're saying, you're talking to people who don't know you and don't care.
Right.
So why would you lie?
Right. Hopefully this is all exactly how it went down.
So, but I would, as a person, we were just talking about how it's an interesting reality that some people can't believe you could love them.
Yes.
You know, like it's you have to let go.
You're too good for me.
And be loved. Let yourself be loved and love back. yes, it's a compromised position to be in because they could hurt your heart.
Yep.
But that's what love is. That
it's vulnerability.
Reciprocal. It's vulnerable.
You've got to put
you're
it
vulnerable
out there.
And you have to, that's a certain, there's a love circle going on there. Yeah. So, but I would have a hard time believing you're not doing them. I've seen enough and been sort of talked to enough people. And there would be many nights where I would find myself going, what am I, an idiot? My partner that I love is out on a date right now and I'm and going to be paid for it. And I'm supposed to believe that she's not doing anything for the money?
No.
Besides, you don't think her company is has any value?
No, you know what not I mean? To these guys. No, I know what you're saying. I'm in love with her, though, and I'm sitting here alone on a Friday night, and some guy is out with my partner that I love, who I should be out with, and how dumb am I? It's not that I don't think she has value. It's that I'm in love with her, and I believe
mine.
We're a world. This is a world where that doesn't really happen. That's under the cover of darkness. Other stuff happens when no one's looking.
Yeah. I feel like this lady in her own mind needs to figure out what she really wants. If you love this boyfriend and you think that this is your partner, your life partner, then I think you really need to throw this option out the window. I'm with you, Vinny. If John was, I'm just escorting. Again, I mean, maybe that would actually work for a dude to be escorting somebody. And I could almost believe that she wouldn't want to, because I wouldn't want to. I just feel like you've got to you need to decide, is this boyfriend important enough to you that this thing that you really enjoyed and was very lucrative to you, for you, it's not worth it to lose him. But this is a guy you just got back with after 7 years and then a breakup, and now you're back together. Like, I don't feel like he's the one for you. I kind of want her to dump this boyfriend and just keep...
I think she should lay it out for him. Here's the deal, and see how he responds. I mean, I went through this. I dated a girl who's a stripper in New York. And, you know, I was like, you know, on the night she was working, of course, my mind went different places, but
that's
I trusted
what I'm
her.
Saying. You'd have to sit there.
You have
and
to
be
really trust
like,
the person.
I'm okay.
Yeah. And he might be. And if he really, he might be okay with it. But if he's not okay with it, then you have to, then that's that. You're going to go do your thing. And
or
just,
you're but, not. Or you're going to, he'll be like, I love you. I can't imagine that. Like, let's just make a real commitment to each other. Even though life is a struggle, we've got each other and you're the one I want to ride or die with.
But you got to lay it out for him.
Right.
Like, either way, I think you have to lay it out for him, because he's going to find out sometime that you did this in the past.
Oh, you can't do
I
it
disagree
behind
with
his
that.
Back.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Okay, Bob, let's
I disagree with
girl.
Sarah and Vinny. This is kind of a type of open relationship. Obviously, money is involved. But if you want to keep doing this, you should definitely have an open conversation with the boyfriend. And you have to go into the conversation knowing, if he says no, are you choosing him and not going to continue doing this? Or are you going to break up with him and continue this awesome financial opportunity? So you have to have the conversation. And I think in any type of open relationship, being completely honest and communicating is the key.
It's crucial.
If he can trust you and you can continue doing this, maybe you sell it to him. It's like, hey, I'm going to be bringing in this much more money. This is going to benefit both of us, XYZ. This gives me an extra confidence boost. Like, lay it out
so
for him, all the
your
pros.
Pimp? I'm going to be your pimp.
So wait a minute.
Well, he has nothing to do with the arrangements, but
I have this thought in my head where when you present this, which I do think you have to do, if you want to stay with him,
right.
You can't do that behind his back.
Right.
It's just not an option. You'll torpedo everything
yes.
that way.
It could be, because you're right. And I don't think open relationships work at all. But if they're going to, you have to be brutally honest.
Right. So when you present this, though, imagine he says, no, I'm not in. No, I love you. You're mine. I don't want you to do this. You're hurting my heart by simply presenting it. This sucks. No. You have to be able to say, okay, can you
I
do
will
that?
Let it drop.
Like, I think a lot of people would push back just because they're like, you don't tell me what to do.
Mm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that would, I could see myself even being like, oh, screw, you don't get to, no.
And that's why she needs to check in with herself before she has the conversation. She has to really think about what she wants, where her priorities lie.
I think so too. Like, is this something you, first of all, weigh him. What is the future? Is this a good dude you're so happy he's back. You're sorry you ever broke up. You love him. He's forever. Or not. And then this opportunity, you're also working and you're making thousands of dollars a week, it sounds like. My God. You need to wait. You need to make that decision first and then lay it out for him.
And it also might be a situation where you're like, well, let's just try it and see how you feel. Tell me how you're feeling about it. You know, when I go out on these dates, if you're having Vinny, you know, really jealous thoughts and you're not able to trust me, let's continue talking about it. And maybe eventually, like, I'll have to give it up or we'll have to have the conversation again. But maybe you just propose to him that we try it out.
Yeah. And then just start buying him like really expensive gifts. So that he feels like, oh, well, I am getting something out of
tickets to the Super Bowl, maybe.
Sure, Super Bowl
with
tickets, maybe a Rolex for Christmas. You know.
Want some listener feedback?
Yeah.
From the text?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Let's see. 510. The woman needs to share information with the guy because if she gets an STD and passes it on, she could be legally liable or even charged.
She's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Nobody believes she's just going on dates.
She hasn't even kissed him. She's kissing any of these guys.
510. It's hard to believe, though, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
510, break up with a boyfriend. If you need to hide this part of your life from him, then he shouldn't be in your life.
And maybe you'll meet a nice guy.
And there are guys that probably can handle it, and he may be one of them.
He might.
So the conversation might actually make sense to him.
Here's a fast fact from the 707. Good morning, Alice team. Did you know that the term sugar daddy was originally coined in San Francisco by Alma Spreckles? She married Adolph Spreckles, who was the heir to the Sparkle sugar fortune, and gave him that term. She's also the inspiration and muse behind the Greek goddess statue in the center of Union Square and the huge champion of the arts at both the De Young and Legion of Honor.
Ooh, so it actually comes from sugar. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you remember the candy Sugar Daddy and Sugar Babies?
Oh, yeah.
Are those still around? Sugar Daddy was like a big slab of caramel.
And then the Sugar Babies were small little caramel things.
Yeah, little bite-sized caramel things.
Yeah.
Those are delicious. I love that.
No, they're not that great.
Yes, they are. Oh, my God.
Hurt your teeth.
All right. What else? Any other text?
408. If you have a boyfriend and you can't provide the lifestyle that you want, then maybe he's not the right one for you.
Obviously, the relationship's not perfect if they did break up. So are you sure this is the guy for you? Maybe you should keep doing this a little bit longer and keep thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think just the fact that they're back together and she kind of misses this is very telling.
Honestly, I think there's a chance he could be this guy that could handle it. I can tell you truthfully, I would not want to be in that position. I would say you should go do that.
To me, jealousy is a super valid feeling, but it's kind of like all feelings. You don't have to necessarily react to it. It's something that you can work through and you can, you know, choose your behaviors around it.
That is true. Like, you might even want to start the conversation with, really think about this before you go off in a jealous rage.
Well, here's
really
what I'll
think
say.
About this.
I get that you're painting it as jealousy, and I see why it could be that. But I also think I get to choose what makes me uncomfortable.
Yes.
And I get to decide
it's
that
discomfort.
I'm not
totally.
In. I am not in.
Right. That is not what I choose in the relationship that I want to have with you.
I'm not going to be, again, on a Friday night, just for example, sitting there going, I'm at home alone and the girl I love is on a date.
Mm.
Friendly
I don't
or no,
like it.
I'm not into this.
Right, especially if she gets like all cuted up and she's like, okay, bye, have fun
with the
kid.
Well, that would be the job, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah, I...
Yeah.
Do we have another one, or did we just?
We do.
All
it's
that
we
took
yeah,
all the
can't
time.
Get to it. Yeah, we did. But it's.
We have a call if you want to take it.
All right. Who do we have here?
Marcia.
Oh, Marcia. All right. Marcia, am I on? Okay. You're on. Make sure that radio is all the way off, please.
Okay. I believe that at the same way that some people, some women are doctors, lawyers, architects. This is a job for her. She's not even kissing the guy, right?
Right.
So, but I agree with all of you guys. She needs to be transparent. She needs to say, hey, listen, this is one thing that I like. What's his job? What does he do? Make him love what she does.
Yeah.
Would he give up his job for her for the relationship with her? So the same thing with her. She's not doing anything wrong. She's not a escort or a prostitute or anything. She's just going out. She's just going out with guys, and she's enjoying that. Nothing but that. Unless if she's hiding some information. But according with her information, she's just going, you know, for the conversation and the companionship.
All right, Marcia. You know what? There
she's
we go.
Right.
We will end on those words of wisdom from Marcia. That was a great call. When anybody can call us, 800-400-FM-97. Thanks, Marcia. And thank you to this person who wants to stay anonymous. Surprise.
no, it's a fun story. That was actually
a good one.
Bad advice.
It's a strange one because that's sort of an unusual situation. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe there's plenty of people pondering this.
Bob, would Susan let you do that? Would Susan sit there and go like, of course I trust you. Absolutely go do that.
I don't know. The pros would have to outweigh the cons and the negative feelings. But, you know, if you're in a financial situation where this is something that a job that you enjoy doing, that's very lucrative, that you're not sacrificing your morals and your boundaries. It just seems like putting these old school, you're mine and I love you onto it is arbitrary.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty well said.
I think I would let a girlfriend do this.
You would?
I think so, yeah.
He wouldn't. He's just kidding himself right now.
Well, wait, let me go back. I would let a girlfriend do it too, but I would leave her.
I would definitely let Susan do it.
I would be like, you should go do that. If you, as she's painting this picture of, I like it, it makes me feel good, I need the money, it's nothing's happened, I would say you should do that. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go pack my stuff.
I'm not going to be with you anymore, but right. You should definitely, I wouldn't even want to say you shouldn't do it. Like, she might even be all, wait, I didn't want you to leave me. And I would say,
yeah, but that's
it's too late, it's happening.
Happen.
But you get your job. Have a
Enjoy.
Good one.
Well, some of us like to live in the gray.
Yeah.
It's true. Others are uncomfortable. You get to choose.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.